Toronto FC will be back on the pitch Sunday against New York City FC. New York City FC hot on the heels of the Chicago Fire, who are just behind Toronto FC in the standings. Toronto FC still dealing with some manpower issues. No Steve Betashore. Benoit Cherou now out for between 6 to 8 weeks with, I believe it's a torn hamstring. Michael Bradley, Justin Morrow, Josie Altidore, all due back from Gold Cup duty with Team USA, and Team USA beat Jamaica yesterday 2-1, or I should say last night in the Gold Cup final. Josie Altidore got one of the two goals for the U.S. Those three players are due back. I would have to think that Michael Bradley and Justin Morrow will be activated for Sunday's game, given the depth concerns. I don't know about Josie Altidore. I know John Molinaro of Sportsnet was on with us earlier this week and said it wouldn't surprise him if, in fact, Josie Altidore was given a little bit of a respite before he rejoins Toronto FC. Dan Riccio is host of TFC Pitchside on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Dan Riccio joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Dan, thank you so much for doing this. How do you think Greg Vanney will use those three U.S. national team members? Do you think that maybe circumstances have changed now?
I would think that Justin Morrow probably gets in because he didn't play last night, Blair. And I also think Michael Bradley, I mean, he doesn't miss any time. The guy's an absolute machine. So he's going to be in the midfield on Sunday against New York City FC. As for Josie Altidore, you know, I've been wrong about this in the past this season. You know, in years past, TFC would use him with kid gloves a little bit because of the ongoing hamstring injuries. But he really seems to be over that. And there have been times when I said, Josie's not going to play today. It's just two games in 3 days. Like, why? That doesn't sound like Josie Altidore is going to start both of those games. But if you think back to the Canadian Championship and they had the quick turnaround against New England, two matches, 3 days, Josie Altidore started and played in both of those games, played all 90 minutes both nights. So, I've been wrong on this, and I'm starting to think that they've taken the kid gloves off of Josie Altidore, and he's probably going to be a factor on Sunday.
How important is this game for Toronto FC? You know, the East is tight, and maybe tighter than a lot of us thought it would be. And I'm not going to say important. I'm not going to say important because there's still a lot of soccer left to play. But it is an opportunity to put a little space between yourself and the other teams.
They missed that opportunity last week against Colorado. You know,
right.
New York and Chicago played each other, and New York ended up winning. So that game against Colorado it should have been 3 points for TFC, and they left some points on the table there. So now you get New York, and I've been under this impression all season long. New York is TFC's biggest rival in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. They have David Villa playing as the best player in Major League Soccer. I think he's taken that mantle away from Sebastian Giovinco, at least on form right now. And they've really bolstered their midfield, and they've really done a lot of good things with the parts around David Villa, where in a similar way to how Toronto FC built this team and Tim Bezbachenko built this team, where he finally got his core together with Michael Bradley, Sebastian Giovinco, and Josie Altidore, but it took time to really build the team around it. You saw that come to fruition in the playoffs last year. I think New York was one step behind TFC when they met in the playoffs a season ago, and now New York's kind of on par with the Reds. So I think this is a big game. I think this is kind of what you are looking forward to when you think of the Eastern Conference Finals later to come this year. Maybe it's not perfect circumstances because of the Gold Cup and all of those things, but I do think that this is what the Eastern Conference is going to be decided by come October.
As you look at things right now with TFC and with the East right now, are you surprised a little bit at the success Patrick Vieira has had with New York City FC? Because I think a lot of people thought when he came over here, well, okay, you know, New York City FC kind of going for a name soccer fans would know. This guy's probably getting decent money. Let's just kind of see how it worked out. But A, the guy seems to take his job seriously. And B, yeah. He seems to know what the hell he's doing. Are you a little surprised that he actually appears to be a legit coach?
I guess I am. You know, I like any time he was the youth coach at Manchester City before coming over to New York City FC. So he had a little bit of experience. It wasn't just taking a name for the sake of taking a name in that sense, Jeff. But, you know, last year, even during the playoffs, when they played against Toronto FC, he made some really interesting decisions with his team selections. And he took a lot of flack for that, you know, 7-0 aggregate drubbing that TFC handed New York, and probably rightfully so. You know, Andrea Pirlo and Frank Lampard, though, like those guys are well past it, and Andrea Pirlo can't even get in the team this year. So I think Vieira he's had to make some big decisions, and I think more than anything else, the fact that he has made those big decisions with an Andrea Pirlo and some other players around the squad, I think that's earned him some respect in terms of what he has done with this New York City FC team. And he's found ways to make David Villa get the ball in more advantageous areas, and he's really highlighted their best player and found him in good areas. You know, it's a lot to do tactically as well, not just the overall talent of a player, but tactically they find ways to free up David Villa from defenders, and it has worked nonstop for them over the last two seasons.